Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
BLM imposes fire restrictions in Crook and Weston counties. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Due to dry conditions and increasing fire danger, the Bureau of Land Management has imposed Stage 1 fire restrictions on public lands in Crook, Weston, Niobrara, Goshen, and Platte County in eastern Wyoming effective immediately. According to the Gillette News Record, previously, Cook, Weston, and Niobrara counties were under similar restrictions earlier this year for 2 months until they were lifted in May. The BLM urges safe and responsible celebration of Independence Day to prevent human-caused wildfires. Craig Short, BLM High Plains District Fire Management Officer, emphasizes the importance of preventing wildfires to protect lives, property, and resources. Prohibited actions under Stage 1 restrictions include building or using fires outside of agency-provided grates, enclosed stoves or grills, smoking outside of enclosed vehicles, buildings, or cleared areas, operating chainsaws without spark arresters, fire extinguishers, and shovels, and using welding equipment or torches outside of cleared areas with fire extinguishers. These restrictions are in addition to year-round wildfire prevention measures, which ban fireworks, incendiary ammunition, burning hazardous materials, using off-road vehicles without spark arresters, and discharging explosives on BLM-administered public lands in Wyoming. New initiative proposes hand-counting ballots in Wyoming elections. The same group advocating for halving property taxes in Wyoming is now pushing for hand-counting ballots in elections. According to the Jackson Hole News and Guide, organizers Brent Bine, Cheryl Aguar, and Rich Weber filed the second ballot initiative in January and are touring the state to promote it. They propose requiring county clerks to use hand tabulation instead of electronic machines. County Clerks Association of Wyoming President Malcolm Irvin supports the current system, but would follow the law if the initiative passes. The group's initiative arose from frustration with the legislature's inaction on election integrity issues. Only 3 out of 36 ballot initiatives have succeeded since the process began in 1968. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray is currently certifying signatures for the property tax relief initiative, needing over 29,000 signatures from registered voters to get it on the 2026 ballot. Gray supports the hand-counting initiative and is working with the committee to process it. Supporters agree that hand counting is more trustworthy than electronic systems, citing concerns over machine vulnerabilities and transparency. A recent presentation in Wheatland featured computer consultant Rick Weeble, who discussed the benefits of hand counting and demonstrated its practicality. Despite no evidence of machine tampering or inaccuracies, Irvin acknowledged that improvements could be made. He noted the difficulty of hacking machines not connected to the internet and emphasizing existing security measures. Irvin found Weeble's suggestions useful, particularly the call for uniform testing procedures. Weeble also demonstrated hand counting as a backup in case of catastrophic failures. However, Irvin noted the logistical challenges of hand counting large numbers of ballots within the current certification timeline. Weber believes it could be done quickly, suggesting ballots be counted throughout Election Day. The Secretary of State's office is considering feedback from county clerks on the administrative challenges of hand tabulation, with potential updates to Wyoming laws needed to accommodate the proposed changes. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.